The Al Franken Show.
You know, this could be globalization could be a great thing for the entire planet. This could be a lovely time, a beautiful time for people all over the world. But instead, we have these people who want to make as much money as they can.
This could be a beautiful time.
Al Franken, weekdays 10 to 1 on 960 The Quake.
6:59 on 960 The Quake. Will and Willie getting things set up at the Hotel Vitale. They'll be joining us momentarily. Our Quake News Team special, California in Crisis, talking about the state's infrastructure problems, is coming up next. And then we'll have Will and Willie and frequent news updates and traffic reports, too, from 7 to 10 this morning on 960 The Quake. On their show today, Jeff Cooner from Inside Magazine, Deborah Bowen, she's running for Secretary of State. She'll be on the show. And also Maria Teresa Peterson with the group VoteLatino.org. That's all coming up. On San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, California in Crisis, an in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
The distance we've fallen behind and catching up just to ground zero is a significant hurdle.
Despite a 50% increase in population and miles driven over the past 20 years, California has only increased lane capacity on its highways by 7%. California ranks 48th in investment in highways. With an estimated value of $45 billion, roadways are one of the region's most expensive assets. However, local roads and highways rank in the top 10 worst locations in the U.S. for pavement condition.
There's good news and bad news from California when it comes to maintenance of its roads and bridges. The good news is the state is doing a pretty good job at measuring and knowing what it needs to do in terms of its maintenance needs. At the same time, the Department of Transportation has very serious deferred maintenance problems.
That's Richard Green at the Government Performance Project. And if you've driven on any of the Bay Area freeways lately, you know that they are not in good shape. And it seems with infrastructure issues, it always comes down to money.
Basically, the monies that were earmarked for those through Proposition 42, for those repairs and for new work, were taken by prior governors and moved into the general fund to balance the budget, which exacerbated the funding levels for road construction and for road repair.
That's Tom Holzman, CEO of the Associated General Contractors of California. Today, over 40% of the highway system is congested. Local roads are in even worse shape. The California Transportation Commission reports a $12.2 billion backlog in deferred maintenance. The backlog increases by an additional $400 million each year.
We're driving on roads that, in many instances, have passed their useful life, and they're being kept, you know, in service by heroic maintenance efforts. And in some of the rural areas of the state, roads have gone from paved to unpaved because there hasn't been money to fix them.
That's Bill Hawk at the California Business Roundtable. Tomorrow, a look at the bridges of the Bay Area.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated disc without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quick listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Time for Quick Traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John Scott, and this report brought to you by Hyundai. Not a lot going on in the Bay Area at the moment. There is a crash blocking at least one lane on 80 westbound before Pinole Valley Road. Going to be stopping slow for a bit. And when you get past the Carquinez Bridge up to that accident spot, metering lights on the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. It's starting to build, but not a big wait. If you need to head to the lower deck from downtown or south of Market, the Essex Street on-ramp to go to the lower deck closed until 2 o'clock. They're doing early morning construction. 49 BART trains are on time. Now is the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. Save big on Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Elantra, all backed by America's best warranty. Hurry to the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance now at your Hyundai dealer. And check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. You're 10 minutes away from this morning's top stories. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott, and good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 16th. We are here, keeping it real, on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Vitale Hotel. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I am joining you. My name is Willie Brown, the other half
Mr.
of the
Mayor.
Will and Willie.
It's good to see you, sir.
It's nice to see you.
How was your day?
It's going
your
better.
Night, your night last night.
It's not too bad, except that I spent a lot of time trying to figure out this Middle Eastern situation. Hezbollah has already taken the high road. They have immediately shown up, apparently, everywhere anybody has blown up a building and where people live, and they are already with bulldozers and with promises of cash and assistance. I mean, you would think they were running FEMA. Way in which
you would hope they were running FEMA. Yeah.
Way in which they have shown up. And Tony Blair is still in shorts in the Caribbean, taking a hit. I mean, really taking a hit. And now they're equating his presence there with Bush's in Crawford, Texas. And of
during
course,
Katrina.
Bush has abandoned Crawford, Texas. Cindy Sheehan apparently chased him out. And he's out on the road.
Trying to find a candidate who will let him appear with him.
And Lynn Swan in Pennsylvania, who's behind by umpteen points, have decided that it's okay for Bush to come in. And he is there today. Except that Bush is now letting it be known. He doesn't understand why the American people are not supportive and of his position on Iraq. He just cannot understand how they would not be so supportive.
He also doesn't understand why the Iraqi people aren't more appreciative of what we've done over there.
There's a long story in NPR over the night and into the morning. It's kind of a they're overnight story, I guess, when they're just kind of killing time. But on this occasion, they were actually going to the various refugee camps in Iraq. And it turns out that the refugee camps are not the result of the war. They are the result of the sectarian in-house struggle, the civil war. And they interviewed a series of people who had to leave their homes because they were no longer welcome in the mixed and diverse neighborhoods. And they just have absolutely no clue what, in the name of heavens, is going to happen to them as a result of this civil war. They do not see the government of their country being capable of providing
security. They don't want the U.S. in there. It was an unbelievable series of little person on the streets, I guess you called it. And I'm being politically correct. I didn't say man on the streets. And it was a very interesting exchange. And that had to be annoying to the Bushites as well. And then, of course, Matern Ross says that Wilson and his wife, Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson,
right,
and his wife, Valerie Plame,
hired a lawyer,
Joe Kauchet. And Joe is looking forward to taking Scooter's deposition. He's looking forward to taking Carl's deposition. He's looking forward to taking Cheney's deposition.
Man, I'd look forward to reading it.
And Joe, of course, is, you know, he's kind of a, he's an ex-Marine, and obviously didn't avoid the draft, and did his time in the National Guard, if any. So it's going to be fun watching him proceed in this case. And he said, it's not about money. Well, you know, that's the first interview.
As soon as I hear that, I immediately assume
I know.
It's about money. Whenever you hear a professional athlete say, hey, it's not about the money, it's about the respect.
BS, speaking of professional athletes, you have had two good days.
I am holding my breath.
One run, victories.
Armando Benitez is going to kill me. He is going to kill me.
What did he do last night?
Last night he looked like a closer. He had confidence. He was spotting his, that one ball to deep left center. But he was spotting his fastball. He looked like a closer last night. He did not look like a closer the other night. But he's going to, I swear to God, Mr. Mayor, that man, Benitez, is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really, but you know, the Padres really must be upset. I mean, how could you let the Giants beat you?
I know. Team just lost 16 out of 19. They come into a homestand, you know, we got these guys. And then they lose two in a row, one-run games.
Yeah, doesn't have a player not on a walker. Every player is on a walker as they go to the plate.
There was a couple of catches last night, a couple of defensive players who were just amazing, so... I don't see. It's all a matter of inches.
And
you know?
and you notice that the tragic story of the day for the Chronicle is that those two reporters may be going to jail.
It was below the fold. I was surprised. I thought it was.
Oh, they hid it. Yeah. What do you mean? You're talking about it's not about money. The minute I hear the head guy Rosenthal say, "Oh, we're gonna defend this till the end." Yeah, you and Judy Miller. Is that her name?
Yeah. Miss Judy Miller went to jail, not for the right thing. We're keeping it real this morning, this Wednesday, August 16th, here at 960 The Quake.
Will and as Miller. A fellow journalist, if those fellows go to jail, I'm going to go visit them.
That's right. We're journalists.
No. That's right. I'm going to go visit them.
Did you see George Allen? The little videotape of him calling, because some guy was doing a videotape of him at one of his rallies in Virginia. And it was the opposition who's ever running against George Allen. For the Democrat side, George Allen was a Republican rally. And Allen obviously got so upset at this guy that because he's been following him around with his little videotape, and he said, pointed him out to the audience and called him Muqtada or something. Something from, what was it? Lion King. It was, he called him Mukaka. And introduced him to the crowd because he's Indian. He's like from, I think he was born here, or... Didn't get the story quite straight, but the gentleman obviously is of a foreign nationality, not the white, rich, white guy thing, mostly what Allen was talking to. And so he welcomed him to the best part of the world. It was very odd. Did you see the videotape?
I saw a little bit of that, but I got to tell you, though, it's amusing, though, because as long as I've been in politics and since you've had the videotape ability, we always tape our reporter. Because we want to catch him when he's picking his nose, when he's saying something stupid.
Ever since the video has been around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, it is wonderful to watch the home follies as you watch your opposition. And when you put together your commercial, if you're doing a television hit on them, you use them in the commercial.
Also, you get verbatim quotes anytime you need them.
Absolutely. It's totally fair. And invariably, normally you get some guy that looks more like the people in the crowd. You don't have the same guy running around, so this has got to be a low-budget campaign.
Or they were really trying to trip him up, and it worked. His frustration came
to annoy him. Yeah. Yes. It's interesting. I also know that the word has been that we're not spending a whole lot of money anymore on research and what have you. No. Robert Reich said this morning that we are spending it, except we're spending it in China and India. He said that Microsoft is locating one of its great research plants over in China. Someone else is doing it in India, and that the business of the engineering population and what have you, those are the persons that are actually getting the jobs who are doing the research. And so the commitment that America has to that. And then the first Latino attorney general of the state of New Jersey had to resign. And that's a story that ought to be told and we ought to talk about. A woman, female attorney general of the state of New Jersey, when her boyfriend got popped for some driving offense not equal to Mel Gibson's, she interceded on his behalf and made sure his car wasn't towed and what have you. And I don't understand why anybody would object to that. I'd expect
Your car not getting towed.
Right? I'd expect my old lady to do that.
She didn't try to. she didn't try to tamp down the bus.
It'll be just my luck, though, that my old lady would prosecute me. she'd see the opportunity.
Keep it all clean.
Yeah, to get even.
Everything's above board.
To drop the hammer right on me. That's part of what she would, in fact, do. And then, of course, you saw, speaking of East Indians, by the way, Pepsi-Cola now is about to have its first woman president of that CEO of that major American firm, an East Indian woman.
I have the utmost respect for women.
That would have been who? Would that have been?
That was Arnie, who has the utmost respect for women.
That was the gentleman who was not a Republican, not a Democrat.
Not a Republican,
according to our Tories.
Yeah. It doesn't matter angry. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're young or old.
He's going to be speaker to the Republican convention in California, though.
Yes, but the Tories this morning in the paper is outraged that Arnold won't identify himself. Not unusual. And a blue state for a red guy.
And they still haven't tried
to act like he's wearing blue. You think, with the Crips and the Bloods, I wouldn't go into that neighborhood in the wrong color.
No!
And I don't blame Arnold. He shouldn't go in the neighborhood in the wrong color.
Or wear the rug jacket.
That's right. You ought to get your hat handed to you in your hand with your head in it. You just go into one of those neighborhoods and do it wrongly.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. And as are you listening to KQKE. Coming up, of course, we have Jeffrey Cooner from InsightMag.com. And Deborah Bowen will be in the 8 o'clock hour. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, Maria Teresa Peterson from VotoLatino.org. All here, keeping it real. But right now, John Scott is ensconced in the newsroom with the latest headlines on 960 The Quake.
It's just, it's just, I just don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
717 on 960 The Quake. Traffic troubles at the moment. 80 westbound, Pinole Valley Road. Crash was blocking the left lane. They just shoved it off to the shoulder. A little slow from the Carquinez up to it. And some debris on 92 westbound headed towards 101. There's a tailgate and some stuff in the two left lanes of the freeway. After some morning fog, nice day today. Upper 50s coastside to mid-70s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. A new home of our own. We live in a very, very expensive place to live. But the dream of home ownership is something many of us have. The Quake's John Rivers tells us about such dreams being realized for some folks on the peninsula.
We hear a lot about the work done by Habitat for Humanity. Several times each year, you can count on seeing pictures in the newspaper or television coverage of groups pitching in to help build these affordable housing units. It all starts, however, with a need. A need by someone for a place they can afford to own. Now, that process begins anew this evening in South San Francisco when the Peninsula Arm of Habitat for Humanity will hold a community meeting aimed at low-income families who want to apply for those homes. If you know someone who'd like to apply, send them to the Magnolia Senior Center on Grand Avenue in South City, 6 o'clock this evening.
More than 200 square miles off California's central coast is going to be protected from commercial and recreational fishing under a conservation plan approved by the State Fish and Game Commission last night. They voted to create a network of underwater reserves. It'll be between Santa Barbara and Half Moon Bay. Now that it's a no-no to carry on certain kinds of liquids on airplanes, hotels are filling the toiletry void. Omni Hotels, including their local location on California Street in San Francisco, are giving away super high-end moisturizers and lotions from brand names like Aveda and Sephora. Competitors Marriott and Wyndham are following suit. Even car rental companies are hopping on the sundry bandwagon. Avis has partnered with Procter & Gamble to have some Crest toothpaste waiting for you when you pick up your rental ride. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Will and Willie's phone number, 866-960-KQKE, or email us anytime. The Contact Us link is on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over a million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com. Bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
See the Quake. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. That is, of course, Green Day, and it's a gray day here. And on the air, I think, do we have him? Why? He is there. How's it going, sir? We have good, Jeffrey Cooner, who is our guest. He's from InsightMag.com. And you're in Montreal?
I am. Actually, I'm in Montreal. I'm. My sister has just delivered a very healthy 8-pound baby boy.
Aww.
So we're all celebrating.
There's been a birth, man. There's been a birth.
So you have a new nephew. Congratulations, right. Jeffrey. This is Willie Brown.
Hey, Willie.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, you know, much better now that the labor went well and the child is nice and healthy.
You're propagating the species.
Whatever you do, don't name the kid Joe. Lieberman is a bad name these days among Democrats and Republicans. He's attacking them both in the state of Connecticut.
He's a little confused right now.
What do you think that his candidacy does for the Democrats, if anything, towards the 2008 elections?
Well, you're talking about Lieberman now, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Willie, when we spoke on this issue about maybe several weeks ago, you know, I was being, you know, even the Lamont people were conceding to me that they really thought that, you know, sure, they have a real shot at winning the primary, but that they really couldn't knock off Lieberman in the general campaign.
Oh, really?
What I'm hearing now from the Lamont people and also from some of the Lieberman people is they are very worried about the general campaign. Lamont people think they can win this thing. Their campaign has been energized. They are very surprised at the depth of strength that they're getting, not just from Democrats, but from even anti-war independents. The polls have Lieberman up maybe by 5 points, which is within the margin of error. Lieberman's people, I think, have been caught again off guard. What I find very interesting is the Lamont campaign, I think, is a central defining watershed moment, I think, for the progressive movement in this country. It's something that I've been feeling now for the last couple years. The turnout for Lamont was very high. You're getting new voters coming in. Lamont, I think, is showing the way for people like Al Gore, people like Russ Feingold, the sort of progressive liberals within the party. And it's put a lot of these establishment Democrats on notice. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see the party move more to the left, become more principled in terms of its opposition to the Iraq War. And I think the big thing that's going to happen is you're going to see Hillary Clinton face a challenge, I believe, by Al Gore. And I think Hillary Clinton will lose.
Wow.
Wow. I was like, does it appear to you, Jeffrey, that Republican support for the war is slipping as well?
Yeah, Willie, that's a very good question. One of our big stories and insight this week is that the congressional leadership has basically now told Bush, and these are, I mean, what I mean by leadership is, I mean, people such as House Speaker J. Dennis Hastert, key leading Democrats, not just Bill Frist, but even some sort of very pro-war Republicans like John McCain and John Warner, have now told the president explicitly they think the war in Iraq, in terms of the mandate that they gave the president, is now at its end. They're basically giving him 6 months to end the insurgency in Iraq. And they're telling him that if there is no conclusive, decisive victory, which I don't think there will be and many don't expect there to be, then they want to basically tell the president that the troops have to come home in 2007. And Republicans are now going to be pushing for a very serious withdrawal in 2007 after the midterm elections. They're basically giving him until November. And after November, they're basically going to come to Bush and say, you got to bring the troops home.
Our guest is Jeffrey Cooner. He comes to us every Wednesday here from Insight Magazine. And he joins us on 960 The Quake with Will and Willie. Why November? It's the end of the election. Is it just to get rid of that as a possible? Why wouldn't they do it before to try to piggyback on the anti-war?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, that's exactly the question I've been asking some of their top aides whenever I'm in conversations with them. Here's what they've all told me the same thing. They know that if they pull out now, it would be viewed as a massive capitulation, not just for the Republicans, but they believe for the military and for the United States. They feel they owe it to Bush to give him at least until the end of 2006 to try to win this thing. Their argument is that if they do it now or if they push now, they think it's going to really damage them in terms of their perceptions on national security because they have been so solidly behind the war. I think, again, that's another, just to come back to the earlier point that we're making about Lamont, I think that's, again, another reflection that they, the Republicans now sense that the country has decisively turned against this war. Their hope was, their strategy was, throughout the winter and spring of this year, that to bring most, or at least see a significant drawdown in troops before the November elections. What has surprised them, and especially the Bush administration, has been the ferocity of the insurgency in Iraq. And the country is now literally teetering on the brink of civil war. And so the military brass on the ground are telling the president and the White House, if we bring the troops home now, all hell is going to break loose. So the Republicans feel they want to give this about another 6 months. By then, the Iraqicization program should be fully developed and fully implemented. And so then it'll be completely up to the people in Baghdad to basically run things in Iraq.
And then we can go into Iran.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. In fact, you know, that's an argument that many Republicans, in particular people close to John McCain, have been making that argument to me over about the last year and a half. They won't say it in public, but what they're saying in private is they don't mind having a huge contingency of American troops in Iraq because they see that as a potential base of operations if there's ever a need to launch strikes against Iran. And they have let the Iranian government know that. I know for a fact the White House has told the Iranian government, don't forget that you have about 150,000 American troops right near your border. And so if you guys start anything, especially in terms of the recent conflict in Lebanon, we can unleash a lot of firepower against Tehran and against some of their nuclear installations. The problem is, though, that I think the White House now realizes they're in a bind. They're in a bind in a very serious way because they're losing the war in Iraq. Things are out of control in the Middle East. And this Iran nuclear bomb program is just ticking and ticking and ticking, and they don't really seem to have a clear idea how to deal with it. So I think what's going to happen is, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't like to predict these sort of things, but my prediction is I think the Democrats are going to do extremely well in November. I think you're going to see a clear anti-war mandate emerge from the elections, and I think Bush is going to be in big trouble. I think he's probably going to have no choice but to begin bringing home the troops in a major way in 2007. And what the White House is telling me is that their big concern is they may be facing impeachment hearings throughout 07 and 08 if they lose both houses of Congress. So this thing, I think, is not over, not by a long shot.
That's Jeffrey Kuhner that you're hearing, who comes to us and right here on 960 The Quake every Wednesday, as often as we possibly can. Jeffrey, can you stay with us for one more set? I want to talk to you about Newt Gingrich and his projections that we're headed towards World War III.
Sure, sure.
Excellent. We will be back after news, which is in the studio here on 960 The Quake.
7:31 and 960 The Quake. Traffic time brought to us by Table for Six in the Grand Four Traffic Center. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, traffic building, but looks pretty good on the approaches as you come up to the maze. Don't have a big wait, but it's very heavy on 92 westbound. If you're coming through Foster City up to 101, much of debris from an earlier crash all on the shoulder. For over 8 years, Table for Six Total Adventures has helped thousands of quality singles find their match. With Table for Six, you get real face-to-face connections. That's tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. Check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. After some morning fog, nice day. Sunny, highs upper 50s coastside to the mid-70s inland. The headlines this hour. Blood supplies are always lower in the summertime, but Bay Area blood banks are reporting that supplies are dangerously low this week. Lisa Block over at Blood Centers of the Pacific tells us there's about a half-day supply available, and they're practically out of type O blood. Visit bloodcenters.org and find out where you can give the gift of life. A federal judge says two Chronicle reporters must testify about who leaked them secret grand jury testimony about alleged steroid use by Barry Bonds and other pro athletes. The decision means the two reporters must appear before the grand jury investigating the leak. They say the reporters do. They're willing to go to jail to protect their sources. In today's Republicans Say the Wackiest Things segment, the GOP candidate for lieutenant governor in Colorado is apologizing for comments she made about gay marriage. Janet Rowland compared homosexuality to bestiality.
It's a comment that I regret making. I'm certainly sorry to have made the comment. And in the real world, after people apologize, we move on.
Rowland made waves in an interview in March when she said, quote, for some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we allow a man to marry a sheep? Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and Jeff Cooner continues on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over a million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com. Bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have a one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one nut. Trying to make it real compared to what
chicken feathers here and keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake, 737 and Wednesday, August 16th. And Mr. Mayor, we have a guest on the line.
Yes, Jeffrey Cooner. We talked a moment ago about the issue of Newt Gingrich. I raised the specter of the ex-Speaker of the House becoming a serious Republican candidate, potentially for president. You think this makes John McCain a little nervous?
Willie, that is you've hit the nail on the head. What has been surprising in about the last month has been the resurgence of Gingrich here within Republican circles in Washington. He is doing the talk show circuit, obviously on TV, but he's doing a lot of talks to a lot of Republican groups, not just here, but he's going out often to Iowa now and New Hampshire. And there was a recent Gallup poll where Gingrich placed third in a field of likely candidates. Now, McCain was still number one on the poll. Giuliani was number two. But Gingrich is three and gaining. A lot of conservatives like his message of that we're engaged in World War III and that the Bush administration, in fact, has not been aggressive enough on Iran or on North Korea. And so he's making a bit of a comeback. My sense, and from what I've been hearing, not just from McCain's people, but from other Republican operatives, is Gingrich has a huge, he's got two problems. One is he really is linked to the failed impeachment campaign of the late 1990s, and he was publicly discredited by that. They think his appeal is narrow. It's very strong with some conservatives, but they think he's a loser in a general campaign. The other problem, frankly, that Gingrich has, and the Republicans know this, is he also has a sort of, if I can put this delicately, a zipper problem.
Explain
the stories
yourself.
About this guy. I mean, the guy's behavior is just literally outrageous. I mean, his first wife, he left her when she was literally, you know, stricken with cancer. He had her sign the divorce papers while she was in bed in a hospital. So, you know, as he was leaving her for a second wife, his second wife, he left her when he found out she had multiple sclerosis. And he, you know, literally abandoned her for a congressional aide 23 years younger. I got to say this. I mean, he had a reputation on Capitol Hill for really preying on the female members of his staff. He was a social lion, let's just put it that way, on the Hill. And so he's got a womanizing problem, which is going to, you know, hurt him because fundamentally, his appeal is not just with foreign policy conservatives, but it's also going to be ultimately with social conservatives. And I don't think evangelicals are going to like what they see when they start opening up the closet in terms of this guy's history with women. So I think in the end, a Gingrich candidacy, in his own mind, he thinks he's, you know, absolutely brilliant and, you know, the second coming of Ronald Reagan. But in reality, Gingrich is very good on the talk shows. He's articulate, he's a spokesman for conservatives, but as a candidate, he is not going to go very far.
I'd liken him more to a Pat Buchanan-type candidacy at this stage of the game on the Republican side of the aisle, one that never, frankly, goes anywhere except in the minds of the person who's the candidate.
Yeah, no, Willie, I think that's a very good point. I think the ultimate losers, if Gingrich does continue to go ahead with this, and all indications are he's beginning to fundraise, he does strike a chord with conservatives, especially in small groups. If he does go ahead with his candidacy, I think the big losers are going to be George Allen from Virginia, Senator from Virginia, and Mitt Romney, the Massachusetts governor, because
uh-huh.
Those three candidates are fighting really for the conservative base. And if they fracture the conservative base, that's where I think McCain then could come through in a primary.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Cooter here from Insight Mag, as we do every Wednesday here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And we're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. That number again is 866-960-5753.
Jeffrey, one more question. Candidate Giuliani, where does he now stand in view of the fact that the report is that he is putting together the appropriate kind of exploratory group on the finance side, on the national image side, etc.? Is his likewise a serious candidacy?
Well, I can tell you this. Unless Giuliani has a problem, a personal problem, in the sense that he does have some health issues. Now, he had prostate cancer. He's recovered from that. If the health issues hold up, if he stays healthy, I think Giuliani will run in 2008, and I think he will be a very strong candidate. What I'm surprised at is that he is actually doing well with some conservatives. And that we didn't expect to see, because he is pro-choice. He's quite liberal on the issues of, let's say, gay marriage. So you figure that would really be anathema to them. But I think a lot of Republicans, the appeal of Giuliani is he represents a sort of the days when Republicans were seen as being very strong and very credible on national security, especially right after 9/11. And, you know, a lot of Republicans feel the country is now adrift. They secretly, I can tell you this, they tell me this all the time, they believe the Iraq War has turned out to be a disaster. And what they like about Giuliani is they see him as a reassuring presence in terms of national security. And, you know, to be brutally honest, they are very afraid of now seeing the Democrats not only take over Congress, but also capture the White House as well. And I think especially after 06, I think Giuliani's candidacy is going to become even more potent if the Democrats capture capture both the House and the Senate. The Republicans are going to, I mean, they are going to do everything they can to keep control of the White House. They do not want to lose those two branches of government. And the Giuliani candidacy then will become more and more appealing. So, I mean, really, I think Giuliani will run. I think he has a real shot at winning. I wouldn't even have said that 6 months ago. And I think you could easily see now a showdown between McCain and Giuliani for the leadership.
Things change so quickly in 6 months.
Really, 6 months in politics, I mean, in this city, in Washington, I mean, 6 months is a lifetime.
Oh, I thought you meant Montreal.
Well, you know, even in Montreal.
Jeffrey Cooter is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
Jeffrey, next question. And comment, if you will, there has been some focused attention on Hezbollah and its conduct in the Middle East post this 3 days of truce. It appears as if they're there with the bulldozers, they're there with the handouts, they're there trying their best to quickly reconstruct the whole nation of Lebanon. What do you think?
Well, I can say this. White House sources have sort of confided to me that President Bush has been extremely surprised and disappointed in the way Israel mishandled the air and the ground campaign. The thinking in the White House, and certainly with the president, was that Israel would just, I mean, just tear Hezbollah apart. They thought this was going to be a lightning campaign. Maybe 10 to 14 days maximum. Instead, the president and the Israelis were surprised at just how tough and effective Hezbollah's the rocket response was and the resistance. And the thinking in the White House is they ultimately think they got a good deal at the UN. They think that this is now committed the international community and France in particular. They're going to be providing most of the international forces for the UN peacekeeping operation to come in there and basically clean up South Lebanon. My sources in the Middle East are saying something very different. They see this as a huge victory for Hezbollah. They think their leader, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, has really, his profile has improved significantly across the Middle East. He's now seen as a hero, as an icon. They think Iran has been emboldened by this. They see that Hezbollah has done very well in its proxy war with Israel. And so I think, again, the Israelis miscalculated, and I think, more importantly, again, Bush miscalculated. And so in the long run, I think what you may end up seeing, ironically, is a stronger Hezbollah, and with a stronger Hezbollah, you have a stronger Iran.
We get a stronger Hezbollah, we get a stronger Iran, we get a stronger insurgency in Iraq. Thank God. It's only 888 days before George Bush leaves office. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Cooter. Thank you for your time.
And congratulations again on that new nephew.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Next, coming up, the burst of Durst. And in the 8 o'clock hour, Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, will be joining us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. But now John Scott is back in the newsroom with all the headlines on 960 The Quake.
747 and 960 The Quake. Big traffic troubles this hour. Highway 4 westbound before Bailey. Car hit the center divide wall. Was blocking most of the freeway. Now it's on the shoulder, but it's really slow from Railroad up there. Debris from an earlier accident has traffic real heavy through Foster City headed up to 101, but it should be improving in the next few minutes. And Bay Area, the Bay Bridge toll plaza looks great right now. You can roll up and get into the city no problem. After some morning fog, a sunny, mild day, upper 50s coast, mid-70s inland. Headlines this hour. Trouble this morning on United Airlines flight 923 from London, headed to Dulles in the D.C. area. It is now on the ground at Logan Airport in Boston, diverted because of some as-yet-unexplained disturbance on that flight involving three, quote-unquote, suspicious passengers and crew members. One female passenger, at least, is being questioned by the TSA. Everyone is deplaning now. The situation doesn't look urgent, but we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll update you. The bubble hasn't burst when it comes to the Bay Area real estate market, but we may be in a bit of a soft patch, if you want to call it that. Home sales fell sharply nationwide during the second quarter of this year, and California showed the third biggest drop of any state. The National Association of Realtors said prices are up just slightly, a sign of the housing market that's softening, but so far hasn't fallen flat. It's been 15 years, give or take, since the World Wide Web was available to us on our own screens. To mark the occasion, the London Daily Observer has listed the 15 most influential websites worldwide, and San Jose's eBay, which has something in the neighborhood of 168 million users every day, ranked first. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Will and Willie's phone number, 866-960-KQKE, or email us anytime for the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
If you've ever wanted to hit the open road and chase the fading sun, then the Muscular Dystrophy Family Foundation has got your ticket to ride. 1640 cc, 100 horsepower, chrome steel, and pure cool from the coolest names in the chopper game. A one of a kind with a street value over $75,000. And this summer, someone's gonna win it. Why not you?
Why not you?
Log on to mdff.org to learn more. mdff.org. Live with no boundaries.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out more. Don't know if you guys saw this, but our intrepid Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, the guy who wrote Bush's torture defense, now wants to review American and British counterterrorism strategies as a step towards determining whether further changes in American laws are needed. Makes sense, right? Because of the British success in their investigation of the airline liquid bomb plot and our lack thereof. So what are we going to try and copy? Their integrated communication system, which acquitted itself so well? No. Their deep and comprehensive informer network responsible for the anonymous tip that led to the arrests? No. We're going to look at their program that allows suspects to be held for 28 days without charges filed against them. Wow, doesn't that set a lovely precedent? You know what else? There are a lot of governments whose successful methods we might want to emulate. I mean, the KGB was reportedly very successful at extracting confessions, whether they were true or not. The Japanese in World War II had a very interesting bamboo cultivation program involving fingernails. The Nazis were famous for their prisoner disposal program, and the Huns and the Mongols were absolute wizards at talking potential combatants from taking arms against them by cutting off their arms. Maybe efficiency and perseverance should be our hallmarks, Mr. Attorney General, and let's leave the uncharged detentions to the bad guys, which we are supposed to be not. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
Oh, wow. Let's give an applause. Give an applause.
Thank you, thank you.
The Anti-Violence Coalition of the World will be most grateful for the most recent Burst of Durst. He said, well, I love the reference you made to the 28-day hold. We've been holding them a little longer than that in Guantanamo Bay. That would be an improvement.
The Chinese Muslims, those poor guys got set down in Albania, and they don't know anybody in Albania. They contacted 100 countries just in order to avoid a possible precedent-setting judgment. They got them out of Guantanamo, asked 100 different countries.
Nobody would take them.
Albania took them.
But nobody would. Yeah, but they got paid to take them.
Yes.
They're housing the guys, and they're the cost of maintaining those four people, and obviously, you know, keeping them in check within the framework of the borders is going to be paid by the good old USA until these four people are totally rehabbed.
Because nobody wanted to piss off China by taking these guys, the Uyghurs or something like that.
And I assume that they, you know, these guys could become free tomorrow if they'd volunteer to go look for roadside bombs in Iraq. They are the bomb-sniffing dogs that move ahead to make sure. And then if you run the anti-gauntlet and nothing happens to you and you don't get blown up at the end of that process, we will shop you to another
country.
100 countries.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, we have human mind finders.
It would be impressive. Yeah. But the Burst of Durst is always good. You are so well prepared, put together in such a way, and the references to the efficiency on the specialized basis of all these other countries, whether it's the Japanese with their bamboo, as you described it, and the Germans with their disposable program, or some of the other
the Huns
nations
and the Mongols
that you refer to.
Talking people out,
yes,
or taking arms by
chopping off their arms. Yes.
I like that one. I screwed
your,
it up.
Your reference, your references are very, very good. And that makes, obviously, the Burst of Durst so special. People can still get the Burst of Durst if they want it.
Oh, yeah.
Where would they go?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. It's podcast every day. If you can actually have it pushed at you, you can subscribe, and then the Burst of Durst will show up in your mailbox if you can't listen every day. And the same thing with What Would Willie Do? If they want to get What Would Willie Do?
Oh, and we give that away.
No. We just tell them, you know, they subscribe.
Where to go?
Go to quakeradio.com and then check out Will and Willie there.
I always loved the opportunity for us to wax eloquently about something that we supposedly care about.
I'm a little more strident than you. Have you noticed?
You are. Always have been.
Yeah.
That's part of your genius.
Part of not being
a politician. Standing on queasy ground.
I don't care about the art of the possible.
Yes. Not waiting for the quake to shake you.
That's right. I'm preemptory quake.
Yes, before you do your strike. Although Tony Blair is being attacked in his own country.
For wearing shorts?
No. Well,
politicians should not be seen in shorts, I'm convinced.
For announcing that he was a man of principle and now appearing not to be a man of principle. He had been originally compared to Bill Clinton, and all of a sudden he's now being compared to George Bush. And they tell me, them are the dozens.
Coming up and keeping it real with Will and Willie, we got Deborah Bowen, Democratic candidate for Secretary of State here.
960.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. New York is releasing some newly discovered tapes of emergency calls made on 9/11. CNN's Gary Baumgarten joins us now live from New York with the latest.
Well, Dave, this is pretty emotional stuff. A 911 operator talking to a woman trapped on the 83rd floor, offering hope of a rescue that never came. Recordings of conversations between dispatchers and firefighters and medics, including those of 21 firefighters who were killed in the collapses. These 1,600 tapes were inadvertently not released in March with the rest of the recordings, made public by a court order. When the fire commissioner became aware of the oversight, he ordered them released today. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
Along the Lebanese border with Israel, as the ceasefire continues holding, CNN's Amanda Moyer describes the scene in this live report.
Dave, sporadic damage can be seen here. One home completely destroyed, another untouched. The randomness of Hezbollah's rockets is part of why many here say these type of attacks are so scary. As you travel around, damaged buildings, broken windows, blown out streetlights, and blackened hillside are common sights. Meantime, Israeli troops continue withdrawing from southern Lebanon. The rumble of tanks and artillery is nearly constant. Most people here remain cautious and on alert. Few people believe this ceasefire will last. Reporting live, Amanda Moyer, CNN, near the Israeli-Lebanese border.
Housing starts are down, but the decline recently reported may not be an exception.
Our own builder surveys through August are telling us that, at least on the single-family side, it's likely to continue for at least several more months.
Dave Siders, chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders in Washington. As for the overall economy, inflation is a key to any more rate increases by the Federal Reserve. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
700-2629.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Hey there, it's 8:04. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Table for Six. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Real mess through Antioch, westbound 4, Bailey Road. Car hit the center divide wall, was blocking half the freeway for a while. Now on the shoulder, back Cupertino, 85 northbound before DeAnza. Two-car crash, one on the shoulder. Livermore, slow from Vasco up to First Street because of a crash there in Emeryville. An earlier accident at Pinole Valley Road has things pretty slow from the Carquinez up to the Maze. But once you get there, you'll find a not very big backup. Metering lights are on BART on time, too. Call Table for Six Total Adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Little disturbance on a United flight headed for Dulles Airport this morning. They had to land in Boston. We'll update you in less than 10 minutes. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Good morning. It's 8:05, and we have more information on the diverted London to D.C. flight. Fighter jets escorted a diverted London to Washington, D.C. flight to Boston's Logan Airport Wednesday after a distraught passenger pulled out a screwdriver, matches, Vaseline, and a note referencing Al-Qaeda. So all those security measures apparently are not working that well.
Vaseline?
That's what it says, according to the Associated Press. How'd she get in with a screwdriver?
Yeah, well, what's with this Vaseline bit, though? I mean, what does she have in mind?
A female passenger, this is according to a United Airlines spokesperson, Brandon Borman, said a female passenger was spotted engaging in some suspicious activity, could not immediately say what the activity was. And so that plane, United Flight 923 from Heathrow to Dulles, was diverted to Boston's Logan Airport. Got a 12-year-old entering.
And some, what appears to be, a 5150 female.
quite mad.
Yeah, running around with a screwdriver and Vaseline.
Well, they said no gels. You would think Vaseline would be amongst the gel.
Well, it's according to what you're going to do with the screwdriver. It may need it to be lubricated in some fashion. I don't know.
maybe her seat back didn't recline, and so she
didn't
was
work. Or yeah. What have you?
She could do some self lubrication.
It's amazing what human beings are capable of doing.
The imagination.
And I want to read her book.
That's what it is.
Clearly, yeah. That has to be a chapter in her book.
Getting through Heathrow.
But each time you hear these, that just dramatically highlights how incredibly exposed the airline and the air travel really is to anyone who wishes to do something strange. And particular, since you said she apparently was holding a note. From where? From
referencing Al-Qaeda?
Oh, not from bin Laden himself.
I don't think so. We'll find out more.
How about the guys that had 800 cell phones? They were buying them at the rate of 100 cell phones at a store. And most of them were those prepaid kind of cell phones, the one you dispose of after you run out of the time you've paid for it. And they wondered what they're going to be doing with them.
It said they were going to resell them, and there's not enough evidence to hold them. They're going to have to let them spring them.
Yeah, but what is it? They were buying them retail, though, Will.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make me believe that you're buying something to resell if you paid retail. If you had bought them wholesale at a discount.
That would make sense. They were going to Walmarts.
You'd be starting a new Walmart. That's how Sam Walton started his business. He would buy below the cost and sell just below what the selling price was down the streets. So if these people were going to sell cell phones in the same way, then you got to know that that's a smart business move.
Let's switch gears a little bit. We have State Senator Deborah Bowen.
Is she on the line?
She's on the line with us right now. You're on the air with Will and Willie. Good morning.
I'm a little worried after hearing that. You know, the things some people will talk about on the radio.
Vaseline?
Screwdrivers.
Vaseline.
You've been on all that time? Oh, you're part of the Bush listening device.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the race running for Secretary of State? How are things?
Looks good. I'm a few points ahead in the most recent field poll, which is not enough, but better than being a few points behind.
And how has it been for your fundraising activities? After all, this is a big state, and it's a state that responds most often to candidates statewide who has television money.
Willie, you can send me a check any day.
I'm a journalist now. I can't do things like that.
Sorry.
Your
of
opponent.
You are.
Why are you laughing? We're both journalists. We couldn't spell journalist. Now we are one.
No, we still can't spell it. Doesn't have anything to do with spelling. Listen, Deborah, you, San Mateo County just said okay to the voting machines. You've been campaigning on the basis no voting machines.
Well, I've been campaigning on the basis of no insecure voting machines, and that in particular means no Diebold voting machines, no Diebold touchscreen machines. I haven't had a lot of chance to look at San Mateo, but I know they went with a different vendor, and it's not a touchscreen machine. And I'm also told that there's a provision in the contract that would allow where the vendor agrees in advance to release their computer code, which is something that's been important to a lot of activists. They want to know what's in the code that's running the machines.
We're speaking to State Senator Deborah Bowen, Democratic candidate for Secretary of State here in the state of California. She's on 960 The Quake. Have you heard anything about the possible irregularities with the voting machines down in California's 50th district in the race between Ms. Busby and the gentleman who ran as a Republican to take over for Duke Cunningham?
Yes, there are several counties where my new Select Committee on the Integrity of Elections will be doing some homework. That's one of them, San Diego. What happened there, as I understand it, is the Registrar of Voters sent Diebold voting machines home with poll workers, fully programmed, with the computer codes in them as much as 2 weeks in advance, and they sat in people's cars or garages or whatever on what they're calling unsupervised sleepovers.
The voting machines had sleepovers.
The voting machines had sleepovers, and of course, when a voting machine goes on a sleepover, it's really hard to tell who besides the poll worker hung out with it.
They seem susceptible.
Yeah. So there's a lot of concern about that, and an argument, frankly, with the registrar about whether that's appropriate. And my view of that is, if you can't secure the machines, and you can't, or you can't send them, figure out a way to deploy them on election day, and they're susceptible to tampering, then you can't use them. And in fact, one of the current conditions for the use of the Diebold machines is that they have to be secured at all times. And I, you know, sitting in my garage for 2 weeks, I would hope would be secure, but I couldn't guarantee it.
As Secretary of State, what would you have to do with a local elected official who did not follow that protocol?
Well, it's interesting. The law requires that the machines be secure, and the Secretary of State set up a series of conditions for making that happen. But the law doesn't say anywhere what happens if those conditions are violated. And I think what the certification ought to be revoked automatically if there's a violation in the security conditions. They ought not be used first, they shouldn't have been certified, but if they are certified with conditions for security and those conditions are violated, that ought to be the end of using it for that registrar.
Were the Diebold machines certified by Mr. McPherson, the current Secretary of State appointed by the governor?
Yes.
Or were they done by his predecessor, Mr. Shelley, elected by the people?
Mr. Shelley revoked the Diebold certification when he discovered that the machines were running computer code that's not what the company had certified. So at that point, he pulled the plug on them. Mr. McPherson recertified the machines with, 16, 20 new conditions after discovering even more vulnerabilities to hacking and more problems than anybody had previously known about.
Deborah, the source code that you refer to, that the vendor in San Mateo is willing to provide to those who want to test and determine whether or not there's accuracy in the electoral process, that source code was not available in the Diebold machine to the public?
No, actually, it is available, but not because Diebold made it available on purpose. Their own processes were so sloppy that they had the servers that contained all of the computer code to run all of their machines posted on a company website that was publicly accessible. And so even though it is proprietary code, they own it. They had an activist who downloaded it all, and it currently resides on a website in New Zealand. And the reason that we know so much about how insecure the machines are and what the problems are is we have the source code. And it has comments in it like, well, this is a bit of a hack for now, and I don't like the way this works at all here. This is written into the comment lines in the code.
We're continuing our little series of having candidates for statewide office in the November election appear here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie. We have candidate for Secretary of State Deborah Bowen, who is now currently a state senator here. Senator, would you be willing to stick on for another segment? We can get some questions from our listeners.
Sure.
And that number to call if you have any questions are 866-960-5753, 866-960-5753. Let's go to John Scott to find out more about that United diverted flight from Heathrow to Dulles, which landed in Logan Airport here on 960 The Quake.
8:16 on 960 The Quake. Good morning. Problem on the freeways in Antioch. 4 westbound before Bailey. This crash was blocking 2 left lanes. Now it's on the shoulder, but it's real busy from Railroad up there. Bay Bridge, upper deck, 2-car crash just got cleared off right in front of Treasure Island. And coming up to the Toll Plaza, no big backup. Metering lights are on. Our forecast, a little morning fog, but a fabulous day today. Upper 50s on the coast, mid-70s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. The passenger had a book of matches, a screwdriver, Vaseline, and a note or two saying something about Al-Qaeda. Why, we don't know yet, but whatever happened, it caused United Flight 923, which she was a passenger on, to be diverted from Dulles to Boston's Logan Airport. The plane was escorted in by fighter jets to Logan. It started its journey in London. A United spokesman says the woman was engaged in what he calls, quote, suspicious activity, and they haven't elaborated on that yet. Broadcast reports describe her as being distraught or emotional. More than 200 square miles off California's central coast is going to be protected from commercial and recreational fishing under a conservation plan approved last night by the State Fish and Game Commission. They voted to create a network of underwater reserves between Santa Barbara and Half Moon Bay. A federal judge says two Chronicle reporters have to testify about who leaked to them secret grand jury testimony about alleged steroid use by Barry Bonds and other pro athletes. The decision means that the two reporters have to appear before the grand jury, but they say they're not talking and they're willing to go to jail to protect their sources. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them at 866-960-KQKE or email us anytime for the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Attention homeowners, RICO Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call RICO. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call RICO. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call RICO at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybrico.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Visit QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
We are keeping it real at 821 on Wednesday, August 16th. Live here on 960 The Quake. Our guest is State Senator Deborah Bowen, the California Democratic nominee for the Secretary of State. And we wish you great luck in that race.
Thank you.
Deborah, I saw a news story this morning where all of the Democratic candidates showed up together. with Arturis in Sacramento yesterday.
Yes.
And there was some complaint that one of the Democratic candidates was missing, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You guys appear to be running as a team. Have you had any occasion to bump into the Republicans moving as a team?
Oh, I don't think the Republicans are moving as a team. I think the governor is running away from the more right-wing members of his ticket as fast as he can. You know, it isn't the ticket as a whole that supports a woman's right to choose, that supports action on global warming, that supports improved funding for schools. It's the ticket of no.
On global warming, you have a measure that's pending in the House.
Yes.
The Speaker, Mr. Nunes, has a measure that our local Chronicle has opined should be passed. Are you familiar with that measure?
And I think you're talking about AB 32?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was telling my colleagues here that when you were first elected to the legislature, you literally constituted one of the point persons for everything having to do with the environment. You have not lost your passion for that, have you?
No. I mean, if anything, it's gotten greater. Take a look at what's at stake now, and we really see that even our water supply. For many of your listeners in San Francisco, whether or not their house is underwater or above it is serious, really at risk with all of this global warming. And if we think about the kinds of storms we've had this year and the extreme hot weather, it's actually a pretty scary time.
What would AB 32 actually do, as the University of California seems to be pushing and pumping to see that it passes?
You know, the bill keeps changing, as bills do, so I haven't looked at the current version of it. But anything that we can do to address the global warming issue and to push the development of green businesses in California, which are going to be the future economic engine, I think, of not just this country but of the world, is worth doing.
Deborah, there was a report that our dear friend the governor commissioned his energy commission to tell us whether or not the oil companies have gotten together to bump up the price of gas. And naturally, they concluded, no.
Shocked.
They haven't gotten together to pump up the price of gas. As a candidate, are you going to react to that and let the public know you don't agree?
Well, they don't need to get together to pump up the price of gas. And when you've got disruptions in pipelines, and when you've got, you know, a war in our one of our major oil supplying regions, one or more wars, of course, anybody's going to be able to pump up the price of gas. And if you look at just the profits from the oil companies, record highs on a daily basis. We did pass out of the Senate, and I think it'll go to the governor's desk soon, SB1, which will push solar energy in California. And that's an important measure to start dealing with the price of gas. Think about it, you know, people think, oh, gas, that's only transportation. But if you look at all fuel together, anything you can do on any fuel relieves the pressure anywhere else.
We're speaking with State Senator Deborah Bowen. We're taking your calls here on 960 The Quake. And that phone number is 866-960-5753, especially for any of you down there, our listeners in San Mateo, can tell us what happened at Tuesday's board meeting. Right now, in San Rafael, we have Kyle. Kyle, you're on with Deborah Bowen and Will and Willie and 960 The Quake.
Good morning, Ms. Bowen. I congratulate you on the election results. I'm a voter of yours, and I'm quite delighted that you're looking good to take the Secretary of State position. A couple of questions, if I may.
Certainly.
The problem, of course, with these voting machines is, as we discussed here previously on the show, is that there's no way to verify the results. The source code is apparently broken, and the whole system needs to be thrown out. I missed the very beginning of your remarks, and I'm hoping that it is your position that we can get rid of these machines completely and get Diebold out of California, and I hope you can confirm that. The second question is, that it's my understanding that a lot of people don't understand the difference between the touch screen machines that Diebold has and the optical scan. And there is, here in Marin County, a seemingly broad acceptance of the optical scan systems, which to my mind are just as broken as the touch screen, in that the source code is counted rather mysteriously, and I won't go into the details, which I understand, but it's all done in computers, and there's no way to confirm it. Is it your opinion also that the optical scans are just as bad as the touch screens?
Well, I think there's a hierarchy of badness, if you will. You know, I mean, if I had to start by saying, what should we get rid of first, it would be the Diebold touchscreens, because we've got the history of the company operating computer code that wasn't certified, nobody knew about. And there are calibration problems with the touchscreens, and what that means is that if a voter comes having had huge ribs for lunch and puts all that goo on the touchscreen, the next voter could well be in a situation where they touch brown and the vote's recorded for Brulte. So the touchscreens, just to pick a wild example, the touchscreens have some unique problems, and the Diebold systems have some unique problems. Optical scans are not without their problems, but our SAT scores are done with optical scan machines. We have a long history of working with that technology, and you end up with a piece of paper that you can recount. One of the fundamental concerns about this is having people vote on a machine where there's no paper record of it, which totally opens the results to manipulation. The optical scan result, the machine also has the benefit of letting the voter know in the polling place if they have voted twice in a race or failed to vote in a race. You can let voters know that they've made that mistake so that they have a chance to correct it.
Is there any way to give a voter a receipt of who they voted for so they can check it?
You know, we do have a paper trail in California, but the paper stays with the voting machine, so it's not exactly a receipt. It is a paper audit record. The reason we don't give the voters a receipt or a printout of who they voted for is a vote fraud issue. If you really want to enable wholesale vote fraud, you give everybody a receipt of who they voted for, and they go out into the street and they get paid $10 from X campaign or five from another campaign.
So they have a legitimate
right. Or the employer says, "I want to see how you voted. You better bring in your printed ballot tomorrow." You know, or an overbearing spouse. I want to know how you voted. And we really pride ourselves in having a ballot that's secret, and so that's why we don't give voters an actual receipt.
Susan in San Francisco, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Do you have a question for Secretary of State candidate Deborah Bowen here on 960 The Quake?
Yes, hi. Thank you very much for having Deborah Bowen on. I'm a big supporter of hers. And you were talking earlier about the obscene profits that the oil companies are making. And every time they are questioned by the news media or those rare occasions when they're called before Congress, they claim that they're only making 8 or 9 cents a gallon, which is a competitive profit, et cetera. David Lazarus in the San Francisco Chronicle has written two articles about, there's a second gauge that they use to talk about the profits they're making, that it's ROCE, and I can't remember what it stands for, but it's how they brag to Wall Street about the obscene profits
they're making. I think it's return on capital investment.
Thank you. And the media is not, and Congress are not questioning them about that, and I would like to see something done where that is publicized more. And I think Lazarus is the only place I've heard about that.
You know, there's a long history of companies telling consumers and legislators thing and telling the Wall Street folks another thing. I saw this with Enron. You know, when electricity deregulation was going through, the lobbyists for Enron and for some of the other energy companies told us they were going to compete on price, that this was going to lower prices. And if you went at the same time period, and we went back and got this to see what they were telling the Wall Street analysts, they were telling them that they were going to be able to profit like never before from this particular scheme. This kind of stuff, they used to be able to keep this kind of stuff secret. Now with the internet and the web, where anybody can get on the webcast with the analysts or get the tapes of what they said, it becomes more and more difficult to do that. And I would hope that legislators and the public would continue to raise these kinds of issues that you just brought up, where the company is saying one thing in public and something else entirely when it comes to the folks on Wall Street who are looking at whether or not to buy their stock.
As the voice of Deborah Bowen, the Democratic nominee for the candidacy of the Secretary of State, and somebody just said to me privately, why were you laughing when she said Brown to Berlty? It is because she was recalling an ancient time when Mr. Berlty appeared to have the votes to oust me as Speaker, but Deborah Bowen cast literally the decided vote that resulted in Mr. Berlty remaining a civilian and Willie Brown remaining Speaker. And
actually, I wasn't the deciding vote. I won't take credit for that. It was a gentleman named Paul Horcher who pounded his fist on the desk and voted for Brown. And boy, I have never seen such chaos in a legislature, though I'm told that there was a deadlock in Congress in the 1800s and that members of one party hid under their desks rather than answer to the roll call in order to keep a quorum from being established.
Good luck, Deborah, and thank you very much for being with us. We hope to interact with you sometimes between now and November 7th.
I'll come back anytime. Just let me know. Keep it real there. And
all right.
Doc, if it starts to roll.
Thank you.
Thank you, State Senator Deborah Bowen. And now, more news. Coming back with your calls, 866-960-5753 on 960 The Quake.
8:34 on the Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Cars First, brought to us by Mattress Discounters and the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Highway 4 coming out of Antioch. Been a real mess this morning. There was one crash. Car hit the center divide, blocked half the freeway, just long enough to back it up for a while, at least from Harbor Street up to Bailey. Mountain View, 101 northbound after Old Middlefield. Three-car crash. Stop and go from Ringsdorf up to that. 60 BART trains running on time. Baybridge Toll Plaza looks fabulous. Metering lights are on. There's no backup at the tolls. Going to Mattress Discounters today during their pillow top sale. You can get a Simmons pillow top for only $5.88, and you'll find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops also on sale. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters. Have a good night's sleep for less. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Beautiful day. After some morning fog, sunny, upper 50s, coastside, mid-70s, inland. Here are the headlines this hour. A woman who authorities say had a screwdriver, Vaseline, matches, and a note referencing Al-Qaeda is now in custody after the United flight she was on was diverted to Boston, was supposed to land in Dulles. United 923's pilot declared an in-flight emergency at some point. It's unclear how the woman may have gotten those items on board because of the screening and everything. Everyone on the plane left by a flight of stairs. No one hurt. They walked out onto the runway. A new UC Berkeley report that will be delivered to state legislators today finds that returning California greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2020 could kick up the state's annual gross revenue by $60 billion and create 17,000 new jobs by 2020. The report finds that the gains could be even larger if climate policies are designed to create some big incentives for California companies to invest in green technology. Former President Ford has checked into the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for a few days. He's undergoing some unspecified testing and evaluation. Mountain View, the home of Google, is about to get free wireless internet access for all of its 72,000 residents starting today, courtesy of the company. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them at 866-960-KQKE. Email them from the Contact Us link on the homepage of quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed
But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quick listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Yes! Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Attention homeowners, RICO Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call RICO. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call RICO. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call RICO at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybrico.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Each year, millions of baseball fans cheer for the home team. It only takes one to ruin it for everybody else by not following the rules.
Listen, Major League ballplayers know winning means following the rules, and I politely remind them of those rules, calling them like I see them. So now I'm politely reminding you, wear your safety belt and use a sober designated driver. Find out how you can win tickets to the World Series or a trip to the All-Star Game by visiting the designated driver booth at a Major League ballpark, because responsibility has its rewards.
A message from Team Coalition.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California.
Freedom, freedom.
Ago was the second day of Woodstock, and it was the premier engagement for Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, CSN and Y at Woodstock. We are keeping it real. We are giving you the freedom of choice by listening to Will and Willie on 960 The Quake at 8:41 a.m. Taking your calls, 866-960-5753. And there's so much news going on. I think it's us. You get a man dying of a first case of anthrax in 20 years. Somebody says that the day of terror strikes was planned for tomorrow. No, today. Today. Oh, where was that?
I thought it was the 22nd.
Yeah, that's the 12th E, Mom.
Yes.
But it says here it was...
They've been doing it some of the time, huh? Or they thought of it some of the time.
But half of them didn't have passports. How do you get a passport in 6 days?
Well, let me advise you, the 12-year-old didn't have a passport either. or a ticket. So why are you 12?
Identification. How did he get through?
Let me tell you, those potential bombers could very well be onto something. No evidence that they ever existed. Let me tell you how difficult it would be to get the evidence of how, when, where, and who. If something happened to one of those aircraft over the ocean, that would be obviously the end of the evidence. And you'd never know whether or not it was something internally in the plane, something mechanically wrong with the plane. You just have no way of knowing whatsoever. So it doesn't surprise me that these people are without the so-called normal travel credentials. Apparently, at this one airport, you don't need a ticket. You don't need
at Gatwick.
You don't even need to be of age.
A 12-year-old kid that snuck onto a plane without a ticket or a passport or a boarding pass
and luggage, was served,
or Vaseline or a screwdriver. He didn't have anything.
I didn't even know that they served people anymore on airplanes. To show you how, you know, marginal my ticket must be.
Yeah, English airplanes.
Marginal my ticket must be. I'm on one of those where they walk around and try to sell you food. Have you seen that on the airplane,
yes,
by the way?
Yeah.
They come by and they send you box lunches. And I said, let me ask you, suppose you don't sell them all on this trip. She says, we'll sell them on the next one.
So, how many times has your box been put in the back?
Yeah, many times. Said, if I don't want it all, can I return some of it? Can I take it with me? How do I know that, you know, that's not where the explosives are?
There are so many preservatives in those boxes of food that if George Burns had been eating them, he'd still be alive today.
Some people say he's still alive. Well,
just moving really slow.
That's right. As he smokes his Cuban cigars, supplied by his 80-year-old friend, Fidel Castro, who it would have been perfect sitting in a hospital bed if he had been...
Had a stogie.
Thank you. Yeah. If you'd been holding on to a stogie, then you would have known.
Then there would have been outcries from liberals. I can't believe he's smoking in a hospital.
Well, there aren't very many other places you can smoke these days.
There's nowhere you can
smoke. It's a private room.
What's the thing now? You can't smoke in your car?
Do you see where Mr. Bloomberg gave $125 million today? Or at least he said he's given $125 million for purposes of addressing smoking as an ex-smoker?
He's a reformed smoker,
right,
at worst, yeah.
And he's a billionaire, so he's given all of what I guess he would have had to pay taxes on to the efforts to advertise
that's
why
like
you
me
should
giving
not
away
smoke.
$25, yeah.
Yeah, why you should not smoke. And as can you imagine, if you were a candidate for public office, you got to run against some guy who announces out of the box that he can give away $125 million. I'd say, listen, how would you like to buy my candidacy?
Yeah. I'd like to buy me off.
Yeah. Buy my candidacy. Buy my support. I'm willing
I'll throw my support to you.
Forego everything. But I've got to be able to feed my family, and if I'm going to work on your behalf.
It's not about the money.
Oh, of course
not.
It's
not about the money.
It is about a better qualified candidate.
That's right.
Who's running.
It's about respect for the public. It's about my family.
Have you seen what's occurring down in Daly City? There is a female candidate for the city council who has an issue, apparently, with her husband. She's like the symbol.
Yes. She's got a restraining order against the guy.
Who's
in jail for violating the restraining order. So he files papers to run as a candidate against her. But, so you got the same last name.
And the papers are being circulated by supporters of some of the other candidates. And they not only circulated them. They also signed the papers on their behalf of this husband, and the results are that this woman is now saying, listen, these people, we grew up together. I don't understand why they would do this and not tell me. There are seven people in the race, and obviously there's going to be two last names
that are exactly the same.
That's right.
Even though he's in jail right now.
Serving time for violating the restraining order.
He was put on probation because he had violated the restraining order. And now he violated the probation, so that's why he's in jail.
And the restraining order came as a result, apparently, of domestic violence. She is a major activist on the domestic violence, on the anti-domestic violence group of people and organizations. I think she may have been one of the founders. She also works for the city and county of San Francisco. Her job is to find deadbeat
dads.
Yeah.
Ah, what a strange trip.
We've got to get her or him, if his probation officer permits him, to come in and discuss the candidacies. After all, we do reach a daily city, and it is going to be, obviously, a lively council race.
Coming up, what would Willie do? And then, of course, we have all next hour. We get a full hour and a quarter coming at you. In the 9 o'clock hour, Maria Teresa Peterson from VotoLatino.org talking about texting voter registration. That's the 9 o'clock hour. Next segment, what would Willie do? But right now, John Scott has all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quick.
It's 848, 960 The Quake. Here's what's happening in traffic this hour. Five-car crash just in from CHP. This is 280 northbound at 85. A couple lanes blocked. Real messy out of Antioch this morning. That car hit the center divide about an hour ago. Blocking for a while. Now on the shoulder, but it's stop and go from Harbor Street. After some morning fog, sunny Mile Bay. Real nice, actually. Upper 50s coastside, mid-70s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Blame cable news. In their rush to be first, they missed a whole bunch of little details, and now we're not really sure what happened this morning on United Flight 923. A federal official is now denying that the woman who caused this flight to be diverted to Boston was carrying suspicious items. An airport spokesman had earlier said those objects included Vaseline, a screwdriver, matches, and a note mentioning Al-Qaeda. Now we don't know what happened, although it's assumed by someone else that she had claustrophobia and simply freaked out. The flight took off from Heathrow in London. There's been tight security in place since last week's mess. Now that it's a no-no to carry certain liquids on airplanes, hotels are filling that toiletry void. Omni Hotels, including their central local location on California Street in San Francisco, are giving away super high-end moisturizers and lotions from brand names like Aveda, Kiehl's, and Sephora. Competitors Marriott and Wyndham are following suit, and even car rental companies are getting on the sundry bandwagon. Avis has partnered with Procter & Gamble to have Crest toothpaste waiting for you when you pick up your rental ride. Blood supplies are always lower in the summertime, just about everywhere, but Bay Area blood banks are reporting that their supplies are dangerously low this week. Our friend Lisa Block over at Blood Centers of the Pacific tells us there's about a half-day supply available, and they're practically out of type O blood. They need it. Visit bloodcenters.org and find out where you can give the gift of life. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Their number is 866-960-KQKE, or email them from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Did you know heat can cause illness and even be fatal to those who work in it? For prevention of heat illness, drink 1 quart of water per hour, avoid drinks that contain sugar, caffeine, or alcohol, and take rest breaks in a shady area. Recognize the symptoms of heat illness, such as dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and a lack of thirst. If you do get sick, tell your employer and seek medical attention immediately. To learn more, visit www.dir.ca.gov. Know your rights. This is a Cal OSHA worker safety message.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international import. And every day he takes the bucket of inquisitiveness and drops it into the deep well of wisdom and sagacity his ears of public service have aquified him with in a segment we call What Would Willie Do? And today's What Would Willie Do? Well, the president is concerned about the lack of progress in Iraq and how frustrated he is that the new Iraqi government and the people there have not shown greater support for our mission. Let's say you're on the president's staff, you're one of his advisors. How would you spring it on him that perhaps this mission is not all that good for America or the birthing pangs of a new Mideast? What would Willie do?
Well, you really cannot just spring it on him as such, nor should you. But you should candidly tell him every day of his life what a really bad idea it was to go into Iraq, and how, if his legacy is to be resolved and gotten and survive at all, or rescued, he'd better get the hell out of Iraq right now. And he must do so in the same manner in which we left Vietnam. If you recall, when we left Vietnam, we simply said, we have won, bye. He should do the same identical thing. And dare anybody to dispute his assessment of what is a win. But, on the other hand, George Bush would probably instantly fire me and get him someone who would give him an opinion that he wishes to hear. He is like the patient who has cancer, but disagrees so violently with the doctor, he seeks a quack who will tell him that it's heartburn. And that is what Willie would do.
That's what would Willie do.
And so Willie would end up...
I love that analogy, man. I love that a patient who's been told he has cancer goes he wants another opinion.
He certainly doesn't want that one.
No. Totally
well, that's understandable. That's really where Bush is. That's why he's suddenly keeping Condé at a distance. Because she walked in and said, hey, we have a little problem. All the things that your friend Dick Cheney told you and Dunny the Rumsfeld told you, all those things are not true. They are not accurate. We are in real trouble. We'd better get the hell out of Dodge as quick as we can. And Bush has said, oh, no, Condé.
You're wrong.
And he said, don't you recall your friend Colin told you the same thing and you didn't believe him either? So for whatever you do, let's get the hell out of Dodge.
They wouldn't lie to me.
That is what the vampire defense says.
Well, this has been an interesting 2 hours. It is now 8:57. Coming up in the next hour, we have a representative from VoteLatino.org, Maria Teresa Peterson.
Wasn't there somebody that argued about the whether or not I was accurate?
I want to read that email that we got from Laurel, who challenges us for not challenging the CNN spokesperson we had on yesterday. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. And then also we'll be taking your calls at 866-960-5753. That number again is 866-960-5753. If you have a comment on anything Jeffrey Cooner in the 7 o'clock hour said, or Deborah Bowen, who's running for Secretary of State in California, and also the latest news headlines. So stay tuned. We got Maria Teresa Peterson and your calls all here on 960 The Quake.
There's all kinds of estimates about the cost of war.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. Dogs are now sniffing through all the baggage from United Flight 923, checking for explosives after a female passenger on board that flight from London to Washington became distraught today, got into a confrontation with other passengers.